dummy, see what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy!
Yeah. That's right. Time for you big dummy. That's right. This is where we take real news stories of dumb people doing dumb stuff, and then we vote on the dummiest with the help of Fred Sanford. Dummy number one, dummy number one, one dummy. Oregon police were called after a man refused to stop whistling the song After he refused to stop whistling the song Closing Time by Semisonic outside a woman's driveway. The woman called Forest Grove Police Department after the man, quote-unquote, obnoxiously whistled the tune outside her home, according to the police log. Police said the woman allegedly told a man to shut up after he whistled the song near her driveway. Forest Grove Police Department Captain Mike Herb said he was unsure what exactly about the song drove the woman to shout at the man before reaching out to authorities. It's not clear if the caller would have just been more or less upset if it was a different genre or whether it was just the talent lacking in his whistling. The man had left the area when police arrived and later tracked him down. He was still whistling the song as they approached him.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Oh, man.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. I'm telling you, I'm still laughing about the first one. I can't believe it. Authorities in Florida said a robbery suspect found hiding in a pond told the deputies he was, quote unquote, just fishing, and the real robber went that way. Deputies responded Saturday to a Family Dollar store where a clerk told them a man with loyalty tattooed across his abdomen claimed to have a weapon and demanded money. The clerk refused the request, leading the man to flee, the sheriff's office said. Deputies in the sheriff's office helicopter spotted a man walking near the pond, wading waist deep into the water. Sean Torres, 29, allegedly told deputies that he was just fishing and had dropped his pole in the water. Deputies said they questioned Torres about the robbery, and he said, "The guy who did it went that way." Torres was arrested, however, when deputies determined that his tattoos matched the description of the store clerk. He was charged with robbery and criminal mischief.
But if you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. This story was sent to us by our listener, Jacqueline. She was a reader a few weeks back, and she just sent this one in. Thank you, Jacqueline. Austrian police have arrested a man who was attempting to rob a bank in Vienna but arrived too early. A police spokesman said the 45-year-old suspect entered the bank foyer Tuesday armed with a weapon and a hood drawn over his head. However, it was 15 minutes before opening time. Passersby alerted police after the man hid his weapon under newspapers and paced nervously as he waited for the main doors to open. The man wasn't identified in line with Austrian privacy laws. Police say the planned getaway vehicle was a stolen scooter.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house. I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy four. A Las Vegas man tricked a pair of package thieves into taking a bait package filled with dog poop. Eric Snow said he decided to take action after numerous packages were stolen from his neighborhood. It's just gotten to the point, and it's just getting worse, Snow told the TV station. The package's content came from Snow's 95-pound German Shepherd, Heidi. Security camera footage shows two men in a green car pull up Saturday afternoon and make off with the box filled with the smelly surprise. Fortunately, they did not open the package within view of the security camera, so the reaction remains a mystery.
Dummy. La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. This was sent to us by listener Frank. He called this one in. Thank you, Frank. A man's attempt at fleeing a hit and run was thwarted by a Good Samaritan in his underwear. Daniel McConnell said he was lying in bed at home in Brisbane, Australia at 2 a.m. when a car slammed into a neighboring fish and chip shop, which had closed. McConnell said he saw the driver run away and he gave chase. All I had was me undies on, and he started to take off up the street, and I said, "Where you doing, mate?" And I started following. He's like, "Don't be a hero." McConnell said he returned home to grab his keys and then gave chase again in his car, still nearly naked. Police arrived and McConnell flashed his headlights to grab their attention. Queensland State Police acknowledged that McConnell had directed them to the street to where the 35-year-old driver was arrested. The driver will appear in court in January charged with unlicensed driving, and a police statement said.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Okay, we got to vote. We got the woman who called the cops because the guy was outside whistling Closing Time by Semisonic. I think you know where my vote's going. We've got dummy number two, who was the dummy who was hiding in a pond, told the robbers went that way. We got the dummy bank robber who showed up too early. We got the dummy package thieves who got a package full of poop. And we got the dummy who got chased down by a guy in his underwear. Okay, Dan?
Especially in light of the conversation about 90s music, I have to go with Semisonic.
Vic, where are you going with this one?
Yeah. Semisonic.
Esmeralda?
Semisonic.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
How did he whistle for so long?
I
couldn't keep it going. I mean, I can barely whistle, so.
Just the choice of that song, and that is so unbelievably funny. I would have called the cops too, man. Closing time. Oh.
Turn off all the lights.
Oh, my God. That's funny. All right, well, there you go. That's our dummy. By the way, if you want to be a dummy reader, here's what you do. You find a link to a funny dummy story, a real story of people doing dumb stuff. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Say, "I'd like to read it." Dan will get a hold of you. Not only will you be a part of the show, you can read your dummy story on the air, but you'll get some Lou Malnati's pizza. So there you go. All right, we got a break here for the news. And then after the news, straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies and Fly Jams Friday. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, Lord, I'm coming straight
out of context, context, context. Context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context. 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 Context.
That's right. Straight out of context, everybody. This is you. Listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And Dan, how many? We got a bunch of them this week, right?
We do. Right. You know, whenever there's a break, we get a ton of submissions. So thank you for everybody submitting. Not everybody made the cut, but we thank you for taking the
thank
time.
Thank you.
All right. Steve sent in this one of Dana DiLorenzo.
Insert it.
Oh, Dana.
Sean heard this one of Rick Kogan.
Oral freedom.
By the way, I love Rick Kogan. I just want to say that right now. He's one of my favorite people in the world. That was hilarious. Okay.
Todd and Chrissy in Hawaii emailed this one of John Weideman.
Well, I like to service everyone.
Oh, wait a
sorry
minute.
Sorry about no, that. That was Eric and Ted submitted that one.
Oh, that was good.
We'll go back.
Bertrand wants to service everyone? Oh, that's good.
Such a giver.
Well, I like to service everyone.
There you go. Yes, he does. Okay.
All right, here's Todd and Chrissy and John Wedman.
Has the puck bounced off Johnson's equipment?
Okay.
Brian sent in this exchange between Mike Steven and Lou Manfredini.
Oh, boy.
Say, now, I'm a big man.
So I've got the junior version right here.
Let me see.
This is the one. They're great.
Yeah, this is the one.
That's the one.
It's too big.
It is too big. Right.
Like, to put my hands are big, and I'm like, wow, it's like I'm holding a football.
Right.
That's a doozy. That's good. Esmeralda, how about that,
that
one?
That's so good. That's the best. Oh, Lou Manfredini.
Yeah. Okay.
Ken and Milwaukee heard these of Kathy and Judy.
How often do you do it?
How soon are we doing it again?
Doing it for the holidays?
I love Kathy and Judy. Okay.
Kathy in Antioch emailed this one of Dean Richards. Well, this is Veronica Carter.
I'm a woman. I can fake anything.
Oh. Wow, a lot of weekend stuff this segment this week.
And we want to thank Laura from Wheaton for that one.
Okay, Laura from Wheaton and Veronica Carter.
Here's Kathy in Antioch of Dean Richards.
Chasing your butt around.
Okay.
Aaron sent in this exchange between Bill Luff and Wendy Snyder.
It's your birthday. That gives you carte blanche
I know.
To slam me.
Yeah, you're in, you're out.
Yeah, that's what I like about it.
Good Lord. Wow, all right.
While Bill emailed this one of Judd Surratt.
He's a kid who got some size.
All right.
Steve sent in this one of Patty Vasquez.
So you just eat all the time?
Ken in Milwaukee submitted this one of Tom Skilling.
It's up 6 to 8 inches now.
That's good, Tom. All right.
Ken in Milwaukee also emailed this one of Bill.
Long, but I thought it was great, Steve.
Eric, Jesse, and Steve sent in this exchange between Dean Richards and Pete McMurray.
Have you ever done it?
It was just tremendous.
Yeah,
loved it.
Super moist inside.
Oh, man. All right.
Jansberg AJ is responsible for the next couple ones. First up, Steve and Johnny.
We'll be there to help you pull it out.
And we'll be there to help you eat it.
All right.
And then Rich Coase, a.k.a. Sven Gulli.
It is the first time that I'm doing it.
Welcome to the show, Rich. Welcome to Straight Out of Context, my friend. All right.
And this one of Dane Neal.
When it comes to meat, he knows his stuff.
Yes. Okay.
Back to Johnny. This one from Jesse.
I love the sausages. It's got to have some sausage in there. Yeah.
Take it easy, Johnny. Wow, all right.
Carolyn Williams-Bay heard this one of Violetta Padromedic.
They do it outside in the garage. Open up the garage door. I've only seen pictures.
Harold sent in this one of Matt Bubala.
You got to get him in the bush.
Thank you. Very nice. All right.
Harold also brings this one of Carl Murray.
It's hanging out.
Okay.
Kari in Louisville submitted this one of Steve Grzanich.
It's okay if you unbutton your pants for this newscast.
That's good. All right.
Jesse is responsible for the next couple ones. First up, Dave Innitt.
I give the reporter credit for continuing to pound away.
For some reason, I love it when Dave's in the Straight Out of Context. Okay.
And now Ed Obradovich.
These guys can't find a hole big enough or small enough or wide enough.
Okay.
Martin emailed these of Lou Manfredini.
Uh-oh.
If you grab one of those knobs, is it in your hand now? Do you have the little tip? The hole that that rod sticks out of, how much bigger is that hole than the rod?
Are you all right, Esmeralda?
Oh, come on. Just, oh, boy.
Oh, man. All right.
We all heard this one of Jen Bosworth.
I love coming.
Yes. Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee submitted this one, a Vic Vaughn.
Yeah, I saw it a couple days ago, and it's tremendous.
All right.
Our good friend Jim Hankey emailed this one of Esmeralda Leon.
Butt sticking up into the sky, his face down.
What?
Oh, because of that rat.
Oh, right. Okay, that's right. Okay, I totally forgot about that. All right.
Jaybird sent in this one of you.
What?
I haven't had wood in a long time.
Yeah, that was when I was on with Cochran. Okay, whatever. All right.
Our good friend Jim Laskowski heard another one of you.
Here it is, everybody. Enjoy it. Okay.
Steve submitted this one of John Hansen.
Yeah, we just got to pound it, right?
Jeez. Okay.
And finally, Jesse emailed this one of Esmeralda.
I thought he'd maybe put stuff in the hole.
Okay, there you go. Nice job. Nice job. Okay.
Spies.
Hey.
Yeah.
Spies.
Yeah, Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen 24/7 to this radio station. Whenever anybody says mentions my name or the show in any capacity, jot down the day and the time we said it, you're a spy. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. What do we got?
Our spies this week are Peter Indicator and John. Got three clips. Rose McAdoo is not only one of the stars of Gilmore Girls, but she's also a good friend of Patty Vasquez. Patty had her on a few days before the Gilmore Girls hit Netflix, and you were brought up in the course of the conversation.
How are you doing?
You know, I was just telling John Matta, my husband, who says hello.
Hello, John.
That so many fans, I've met so many people, so mostly I spend a lot of time answering people private messages saying, I can't wait. I literally can't wait. I'm making my turkey, and I can't wait. I mean, such cute notes from fans saying their countdown is like, I just wrote somebody back saying the real holiday this year is 11/25.
Wow. It really is. It is. Nick D has said that he is at midnight. I guess that's when it drops on Netflix.
Midnight of?
Of Thursday. Wow. So Thursday into Friday morning.
And that's L.A. people, though. How about New York people? I think you have to wait till somebody told me 3 o'clock on the East Coast, midnight on the West Coast.
3 a.m.?
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah, right?
Oh, I have no idea. I'll be on the air because I'm working Thanksgiving night.
Really?
But when I go home, I am watching.
So it's 6 hours of Gilmore that you've got ahead of you.
I kind of want to just do it. I don't know because I know Nick D says he's not leaving his couch as soon as he starts watching it.
Yeah, 2 a.m. it started, and I didn't leave my couch for 6 hours, and it was spectacular. Okay, cool. What's next?
Next up, Hannah Stanley, Matt Bubala, and Roger Bash were talking about some of their favorite Christmas movies, and you came up.
Yeah, so. Die Hard, though, is a fantastic one. And 815 says, you're right, Nightmare Before Christmas is terrible.
And Nick's favorite is Trading Places.
Oh, that's another great one.
Was it Merry New Year? Eddie Murphy yells out,
Merry New Year!
It's not my favorite, Raj. I like Trading Places. The Ref is my favorite. Okay.
And then finally, Kevin Powell and Violetta Podramatic were filling in for Dave Plyer over Thanksgiving weekend, and they mentioned how once you get used to a certain time shift in a radio world, you just kind of don't want to leave it, and came up during the course of that conversation.
I think with my hours, though, I stay up late like every day. I rarely get to bed at a reasonable
time.
Well,
that's what I was saying. So we're normally on 3 to 7 with the Rokan show. If I ever complain about coming into work at 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yeah, we have like the easiest, best hours ever.
Just
can't
let
complain.
Me. Yeah. I never realized how perfect it is.
Yeah.
You can sleep
we
in.
Get in at 1 and leave at 7.
Yeah.
I tend to disagree with you.
You don't
really?
Like that?
I love the overnights.
Do you?
Yep.
You're a night owl.
Always have been.
Well, it's sort of like Nick DiGilio. He doesn't want to budge from the overnights.
Yeah.
I think once you're accustomed to it.
Yeah. I don't want to budge. I miss K-Paul. Now that we have completely different schedules, I don't get to see that goof. So, all right, well, there you go.